Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
The general election for 2020 is upon us. In a month, the election will be over, and we may or may not actually know the results. Some say it may take weeks or months before the legal wranglings will cease and a winner will be declared. One thing I do know is that at this point, I would not want to bet on a sure thing for this election, especially in regards to the presidential election. I don't usually agree with the political pundits, but this year they may be right. One of the issues that 2020 brought upon us due to COVID is the use of strictly mail-in ballots for many states. Mailing ballots in has been around for many years in regards to absentee ballots. The system works fairly well. The voter requests the ballot, which is mailed to the voter. The voter completes the ballot, signs it, and returns it via mail, or they can take it to the local polling place and turn it in. The signature on the ballot is verified, and if it does not match, the voter may be contacted or the ballot discarded if the ballot cannot be verified. So there are checks and balances in place that protect the legitimacy of the vote and the voter. In a vote-by-mail system, ballots are sent to each registered voter, whether they plan to vote or not. One of the problems is that many of the voter rolls are old and outdated, so ballots could be sent to residents where the voter no longer resides. In this case, anyone could use the ballot and vote under someone else's identity. Signatures may not be required or verified in some jurisdictions, which could lead to voter fraud. There are reports of numerous ballots being mailed to one address. In this case, it is feasible for one person to utilize those ballots. The legitimacy of every election is very important and should be taken seriously. It is not a perfect system, but it's proven to be a good system over 200 years. We must be vigilant and not allow blatant corruption to soil our system of government. One of the other issues this year is in regards to the recent vacancy in the Supreme Court with the passing of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. President Trump has nominated a judge to take her place on the High Court, which is his responsibility, just as President Obama did in his last year of his presidency. It is then up to the Senate to consider the nominee for the court. If approved by the Senate, the nominee becomes a Supreme Court justice for life. The difference between the Obama nominee and the Trump nominee is that the Senate has a Republican majority, which has the votes to approve the nominee. There was at one time a provision for the blocking of such a nominee by use of the filibuster, but back in 2013, then-Senate leader Harry Reid utilized the nuclear option, which eliminated the filibuster for judicial nominees. So it is important to be careful what you wish for, because it could come back to bite you later on. This has been Mike Downey for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.